Today is June 22nd, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore how everyday symptoms like skin breakouts, stubborn blood pressure, and persistent fatigue may share common internal roots, and what small, informed steps might help you start a better conversation with your healthcare provider. You are the most important advocate for your own health, not a lab result, not a prescription, not a chart on a wall, you. And part of that advocacy is staying curious, asking good questions, and understanding that your body is always communicating with you. Today's briefing is here to help you listen a little more closely. Here is something worth sitting with for a moment. When Dr. Mark Hyman says that acne is not primarily a skin condition, that it is, in his words, a state of inflammation, he is pointing to something much larger than blemishes. He explained on the Doctor's Pharmacy podcast that when we eat refined sugar and starchy foods, blood insulin spikes. Fat cells then release inflammatory messengers. Harmful gut bacteria produce toxic byproducts that leak into the bloodstream and activate the immune system. What you see on your skin, in other words, may be your body's visible signal of something happening much deeper inside. Building on that, this same inflammatory loop, driven by excess sugar, a compromised gut lining, and disrupted hormone balance, turns out to be central to the blood pressure story as well. Dr. Eric Berg explained that more than 40 million Americans take a thiazide diuretic for blood pressure. But here is something most people are never told: that medication quietly depletes two minerals that are absolutely essential for keeping your arteries relaxed, magnesium and potassium. Magnesium, Dr. Berg noted, acts as a natural calcium channel blocker and a natural beta blocker. Think of it like a built-in pressure valve for your cardiovascular system. What's striking is that only about 1% of your body's magnesium lives in your blood, which means a standard blood test can come back looking normal even when your tissues are significantly depleted. And potassium tells a similar story. The recommended daily intake is 4,700 milligrams, yet most people consume less than half of that. Research Dr. Berg cited suggests that a low-carbohydrate dietary approach has been associated with a reduction in blood pressure of approximately 10 millimeters of mercury, which is a clinically meaningful number. The gut's role extends even further. In a separate session from June 19, 2026, Dr. Berg described how H. pylori, a stomach bacteria that approximately 80% of the population carries, only becomes problematic when the stomach's acidic environment shifts. When stomach acidity drops, the bacteria multiply and produce ammonia to further neutralize acid, creating a self-reinforcing cycle that's hard to break without addressing the root. He also noted that the small intestine is protected by just a single layer of cells, an almost impossibly thin barrier, and that common dietary stressors like refined seed oils, processed foods, and gluten-containing grains may compromise that lining and trigger immune reactions, affecting nutrient absorption throughout the entire body. Connecting all of these threads is the conversation around ultra-processed foods. Research from Dr. Kevin Hall at the National Institutes of Health found that for every 10% of the diet made up of ultra-processed food, the risk of death increases by approximately 14%. In a crossover clinical trial he conducted, participants eating freely from ultra-processed foods consumed an average of 500 more calories per day compared to those eating whole foods. Not because of a failure of willpower, but because ultra-processed foods dysregulate the body's hunger and fullness signals. The system gets confused, and we eat more without realizing it. Food manufacturers also have a quiet trick worth knowing about. They often split sugar into 5 or more different forms on ingredient labels: brown rice syrup, cane juice, corn syrup, so that each one appears lower on the list individually. Today, try reading the full ingredient list of one packaged food you eat regularly, not just the nutrition facts panel. You may be surprised at what you find. There is also a quieter story worth naming. The Modern Wisdom podcast explored what its host called omission errors, the invisible cost of actions we never take. Unlike an obvious mistake, the health screening we postpone, the conversation with our provider we keep deferring, or the lifestyle change we plan but never start leaves no obvious scar. The cost accumulates slowly and silently. Dr. Wei Wu-He of Human Longevity put this into sharp relief. He noted that deaths from cervical cancer in the United States have already dropped by 80 to 90% thanks to screening and vaccination. Yet 300,000 women still die of it globally each year because preventative tools haven't reached them. Early action, he emphasized, is where the real leverage lies. So ask yourself honestly, is there a health screening, a provider conversation, or a lifestyle change you have been meaning to pursue? Simply naming it today and identifying one small step toward it is more meaningful than it might seem. One more dimension worth understanding today comes from Dr. Mark Heyman, who described mercury as the most alarming disease-causing source of environmental toxicity he encounters in practice. Data from an international conference at Tulane University School of Public Health showed a 30-fold increase in mercury deposits over the past 100 years, with 70% coming from human industrial activity. The body absorbs approximately 80% of inhaled mercury vapor and nearly 100% of mercury consumed through fish. And so-called silver dental fillings can release an estimated 3 to 17 micrograms of mercury per day through chewing and corrosion. These are not reasons for alarm. They are reasons for an informed conversation with your provider, particularly if you experience chronic fatigue, brain fog, or unexplained symptoms that have been difficult to trace. A simple practical note from Dr. Heyman. If the fish fits in your pan, it is probably lower in mercury. Large ocean fish like tuna, swordfish, and shark carry higher loads. Smaller options like sardines, Atlantic mackerel, and herring are gentler choices that still deliver meaningful nutrition. Before we close, a few more gentle steps worth considering. And as always, please discuss any significant changes with your healthcare provider first. If potassium is on your mind after today, know that food is by far the most effective route. Avocados, leafy greens, sweet potatoes, beans, and spinach are all practical sources. Supplement tablets typically contain only 99 milligrams each, a fraction of what you need, so your plate is your best ally here. If you are currently on blood pressure medication, consider asking about your mineral levels at your next appointment. Dr. Berg noted that 30% of thiazide diuretic users show low magnesium, even on a standard blood test, suggesting the true rate of depletion may be considerably higher. Asking your provider about a red blood cell magnesium test rather than a standard serum test may give a more accurate picture of your actual tissue levels. And for your gut, both Dr. Heyman and guests on the Ben Greenfield Life podcast highlighted fermented foods, yogurt, kimchi, sauerkraut, as accessible everyday ways to support your microbiome. These don't require a prescription or a special purchase. They're already on most grocery store shelves. A gentle reminder, everything shared in today's briefing is for educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for personalized medical advice. Your health history, medications, genetics, and circumstances are yours alone. If you experience persistent digestive symptoms, unexplained fatigue, blood pressure that remains difficult to manage, or any new and concerning changes, please don't wait. Bring those signals to your provider promptly. Your one simple step for today, drink a full glass of water right now and add one leafy green to your next meal. No cost, no prescription, no complexity. Just one small act of care for the system that carries you through every single day. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.